You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Amy Wellborn is the author of many books on spirituality, catechesis, and apologetics. She has been published in the New York Times, First Things, and Commonweal. And I'm very happy to welcome to Catholic Forum this morning Amy Wellborn. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today. We're going to be talking about your new book, which is an illustrated children's book called Bambinelli Sunday. Am I saying that correctly?
I believe so. I'm not Italian, but I think so.
Well, you wrote the book on it, so.
Yes.
It's called Bambinelli Sunday, A Christmas Blessing, and it's written by Amy and illustrated by Anne Engelhart. And tell our listeners briefly, if you would, what the book is about.
The book is about a real tradition that happens in Rome. And by extension, in some parishes, in doing my research, I discovered some even American parishes that do this tradition. But in Rome, the tradition is that on the third Sunday of Advent, children come from all over Rome and probably outside of Rome to St. Peter's Square with the babies, the bambinelli, from their family's nativity sets.
Uh-huh.
And they bring them to St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, where the Pope blesses the baby Jesuses and, by extension, the children and their families, of course. And so my friend and co-worker and collaborator, Anne Engelhart, we've collaborated on two books before this, heard about this a couple of years ago and specifically read the prayer that then Pope Benedict XVI had prayed on this Sunday. I believe it was maybe the 2010 or 11 event, and was very impressed with it and thought it was beautiful and thought it would make the story, that there's something about it that would make a nice children's book.
Mm-hmm.
And so we worked together and came up with the story of a little boy named Alessandro who is part of a family in Naples that makes these figurines. There's a street, a particular street in Naples, that is the center of artisans who make figurines for Italian nativity sets. A very popular thing in Italy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so the story centers around this little boy who has various problems. You know, you have to have drama in a story.
Yeah.
But who is going to go to Rome with the bambinelli that he himself made. And so it's about his adventures and misadventures and lessons learned on the way.
So you mentioned that you obviously had to do some research for this book. How did you and Anne go about that?
Well, Anne was the lucky one in that she did the in-person research.
Oh, darn.
we've both been to Italy, both been to Rome, of course, and not of course, but we've both been fortunate enough to go to Rome, but never on that day,
right,
of course. But a couple of years ago, after we had decided that this would be our next book, she was going to Italy for her 25th wedding anniversary trip, and so they worked in a trip to Naples, where she'd never been and wanted to go anyway. So she worked in a trip to Naples on this journey, and on that trip, she did go to this street and took loads of pictures and actually interviewed and talked to some artisans who were involved in this craft.
Mm-hmm.
Of making the nativity figures. So, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of research. I do, you know, research that involves, you know, how to make the story realistic from a verbal point of view. But she, being the artist, being, I think, the most important piece in the puzzle of writing a children's book, she did that kind of research in person by taking lots of pictures and basing her illustrations off of her own experiences there and from observing the artisans at work herself.
And it was very clever. Then she could write off her 25th wedding anniversary trip on her income tax as a business
expense.
Part of it. So what is the process like with writing an illustrated children's book? How do you and Anne, the author and illustrator, work together?
Well, you know, the challenge, of course, is that we don't live in the same part of the country. I live in Alabama, and Anne lives on Long Island. But you know, there you have the wonders of the Internet once again, and we actually got started on our collaboration because of the Internet, I guess you'd say. Years ago, she, being an experienced watercolorist and so on, and read my blog, Charlotte was both, and she happened upon a dialogue that Pope Benedict XVI had with First Communion children. And she was very struck by this. She was struck by the power and the simplicity of the catechesis that Pope Benedict offered these children. And she thought it would make a great children's book. And as I said, we didn't know each other. She only knew me as a reader from my blog. And so she emailed me out of the blue, and she said, what do you think? Would you help me with this? She said, I'll do the art, obviously, but could you help me edit the Holy Father's words and get it published? Most important thing.
Right.
Because she'd only had one book published by a regional publisher in the New York area. And so I said, sure, and we worked together on that. And then our following book, which is called Be Saints, and both of those published by Ignatius Press. And so our process is a lot of back and forth, you know, through email and also on the phone. And we are able to get together once in a while. She's been to Birmingham to, we filmed some interview shows for EWTN a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take every chance I can to get up to New York,
right.
Any excuse. For example, last summer at the Catholic Marketing Network, which was in New Jersey, I was able to go up there, and we signed copies of this book for Franciscan Media at the trade show, the Catholic Marketing Network, and we're able to hammer out some details and questions on our next book that we're currently working on that's due in a few weeks.
Great. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. My guest this morning is author Amy Wellborn, and we're talking about her latest children's book, Bambinelli Sunday, A Christmas Blessing. Amy, what do you want the readers to take away from this book, both adult readers and children who read the book?
Well, I would hope that they would take away first an appreciation for the tradition, and perhaps a little nudge to incorporate something of this tradition into their own lives. Most of us, many of us, no matter how, you know, sort of tentatively connected to church we may be, many of us put up Christmas decorations anyway. We put up nativity sets even.
Right.
And, you know, to take those nativity sets and make the deeper connection to the reality of the Christ child and what that means about God's love for us, and to perhaps not just put it up on the mantle, but to also use it as a focus for prayer for our family. Maybe we're actually, frankly, hoping it will inspire parishes to incorporate this tradition, to invite children to bring the Bambinelli, the baby Jesuses, from their own nativity sets on,
mm-hmm,
the third Sunday of Advent to the parish for a blessing, either, you know, during Mass or after Mass. And then on a deeper level, the story is about kind of being broken. Little Alessandro is broken in a way. And it's about how the willingness to love and give heals him. And he's able to present himself to God by, you know, symbolically presenting the baby Jesus, what he has made, for the blessing. He's,
mm-hmm,
able to present his own work, himself, as imperfect as it is,
yeah.
to God,
mm-hmm,
and to know that, you know, the reason for all that, the root of all of it, and the consequence of all of it is love. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I hope to get out of,
yeah,
it.
What reaction have you had to the book so far from readers?
A good reaction. People like it. I think people are pleased to see, have another Christmas book to add to the collection,
mm-hmm,
you know, either as booksellers, vendors, or families and so on, because there are lots of wonderful, wonderful Christmas books for children out there. Most of them, of course, are centered on the Nativity, which is great, and as it should be.
Right.
There aren't a lot of Catholic-centered Christmas books that aren't Nativity Center, that sort of takes some other aspect of the holiday and the feast and bring it to life in a contemporary situation.
Yeah.
So, you know, people are really glad to see that, and they're impressed by the art. I mean, and, you know, I'm the one being interviewed, but I always feel that Anne should be the one interviewed, too, because, you know, the book was her idea, and she does, you know, 90% of the work on these books. I
yeah.
mean, it's her art. You know, she's a watercolorist, and anybody who knows anything about art knows how challenging watercolor is. She doesn't do the art on the computer. She does actual paintings, watercolor paintings, that she then scans and sends on to the publisher. And they're beautiful.
They are.
They're beautiful, beautiful paintings of, you know, of the street in Naples, of Rome, and so on. And so I think people are impressed by that. You know, she worked very hard to incorporate a lot of detail into these paintings that make it interesting for children to examine and look at. And, you know, both of us work hard. You know, both of us are parents, so we've spent decades reading books aloud to children.
Mm-hmm.
And we've read good ones and we've read bad ones. So we want parents to have the experience of reading an interesting book aloud to the child and having interesting art to look at as both parent and child or grandparent and child read this book together. So, you know, the reaction to the story has been good. The reaction to the art, as is always the case with Anne Engelhardt's art, has been wonderful, too.
Well, my wife is a kindergarten teacher in one of our Catholic schools here in mm-hmm. Wilmington, and when she saw the book, she was thrilled, and she can't wait to read the story to her class and share this beautiful story. It's it's beautifully written and beautifully illustrated. It's called Bambinelli Sunday, A Christmas Blessing by Amy Wellborn, illustrated by Anne Engelhardt. And what are you working on now, Amy?
Oh, we're working on another children's book, but we're not really talking about the
story
right
see.
Now. It's top secret.
Okay, well, we won't. We'll let you come back and tell us about it some other time when you're when it's published.
It. That'd
okay.
be great.
So, how can our listeners get a copy of this great book and the other maybe the other things that you've written and worked on with Anne and individually?
Well, you know, we each have our own websites. I'm amywellborn.com, one L, no E at the end. amywellborn.com. Anne is Anne Cassane Engelhardt. And .com. We both have the books available. And I also have many of my own books available on my own website. Catholic booksellers, I hope, are carrying this. We're encouraging them to sort of place it near the nativity sets. The other books are available, I hope, through Catholic booksellers in your parish, a shrine, an independent Catholic bookseller, as well as online.
Bambinelli Sunday, A Christmas Blessing by Amy Wellborn and Anne Engelhardt. It's published by Franciscan Media. It's available at catalog.franciscanmedia.org or at your local Catholic bookstore. Amy, thanks so much for being with us on Catholic Forum. It was a real pleasure speaking with you, and have a blessed Advent and wonderful Christmas.
You too. Thank you so much.